Stories of Great Christians. From the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute, we are bringing you Chapter 17 of God's Ebony Scientist, the story of George Washington Carver. Professor Carver, why did you leave the faculty of Iowa State in 1896 to come to Tuskegee?
All my life I dreamed of helping my people. Now at last I was going to do it.
Your people? What did you think of your people in Alabama?
Skinny black youngsters with rickets and rashes. Colored men that thought they had to be poor and dirty. Land burned out from ignorant farming.
How could you help that? Weren't you a teacher?
Teacher of agriculture and experimenter. Now tonight, I'll use intense heat, reduce this clay to a fine powder, mix the powder with oil, mix it with water. Try it on wood. Thank you, God. It's honest to goodness paint.
Josh, you did a good job. You polished up this old wagon till it shines like new.
I figured speaking at a white folks' church, you need a clean buggy.
Oh, I hope I can say something to help him. You know where the church is.
Not exactly. It's a new one. But we won't miss it.
How's that?
It's not painted yet. Bare wood. Now, we can't miss it.
We're poor folk over here, Professor. Yeah, we sure needed your talk on farming.
Only hope I've been of some help, sir.
Well, the cotton's been falling off steady late. We're dirt poor.
Oh, but you have a brand new church.
Well, we got it up, sure, but ain't able to raise money to paint it.
Oh, that's a shame.
You know, that weather's gonna come down and our nice building's just gonna be ruined.
Paint is expensive.
If the crops is good this year, maybe we can get up a rally and raise some cash.
I want to give you the paint for this church.
Yeah, what, sir?
Strange, I suppose. Well, colored offering help the white.
It ain't that. But the school, I mean. Well, Tuskegee's poor, too.
Yeah, we do need money, but we have paint.
You have?
Sir, you and all the rest, lift up your eyes to the hills of the Creator.
Huh?
Over there, to your west. See those gorgeous colors? That's your paint.
Huh? What do you mean?
Yes, folks, we'll get your paint right out of God's bounteous store of pure and lasting color.
Now, what's he talking about?
Come on now. Be careful now.
All right, boys, all right. Unload the buckets. Careful now. Don't spill any. We don't want to paint the grass blue, too.
Oh, Professor, it's downright beautiful. A steeple matches the heavens himself.
Yes, yes, yes. God must be pleased looking down at it.
What's more, you know, it rained last night hard, and that paint ain't cracked one inch.
Remember this, sir. It was God who gave us the wisdom to make paint out of clay.
Yes, sir.
God is the great provider. I believed God had supplied my people's need, that everything they needed was right there at their doorsteps.
In the soil.
So I set up my lab, God's little workshop, I called it.
and started experimenting with soil and crops.
And Booker T. Washington was delighted at your efforts?
He was not, oh no. He thought I was wasting my time puttering, that I should be out to...
taking care of egg production. That's one reason I hired you, Carver. Eggs are big business here, Carver. You don't seem to realize it.
Maybe my trouble is I just don't think of Tuskegee in terms of big business.
I mean this. It's very simple. We need money from eggs to pay bills.
Isn't that oversimplifying, Dr. Washington? The school has endowments.
Day-to-day cash, that's what I mean. Money that buys paints and meats and pencils.
Speaking of paint, Dr. Washington, I haven't had time to tell you about the marvelous results from my experiment with clay.
Later.
From common, ordinary, everyday clay...
I want to get this production problem ironed out.
But you haven't really explained the problem to me.
Egg production is down. It has to go up.
I see.
It has to go up fast. We need the money.
Uh-huh.
And it's your job. Now, look here. Come around here to my side of the desk.
Yes, sir.
These are production figures as you compile them.
Yes, sir. Those are my figures, all right.
Frankly, Carver, they're a jumbled mess. Follow no known system of bookkeeping.
Carver's system, I guess.
This column here does not balance this. What's that there? I can't read it.
That? Oh, that's blue paint.
Nothing but a blob. What?
That's right. I dropped some blue paint on this sheet. That's the paint I was telling you about from common, ordinary clay. This paint's just the beginning. Dr. Washington, I'm on the verge of finding out what's wrong with Alabama soil. What crops are best for it? And when I find out, I'll have the answer to all poverty and...
Carver!
Yes, sir?
Eggs! Eggs are the answer to our poverty.
Yes, sir.
Now take these records. They're mine. Study up on them. Revamp your system.
Thank you, Dr. Washington. I'll try.
And let's see the Department of Agriculture shoot these figures up over the top.
I'll try.
1 minute. Before you run back to that lab, two more things I want to tell you.
I left something on the stove, sir.
You'll be back in plenty of time. Two more jars for you.
I'll try to fit them in.
The hog pen has to be enlarged. Those dead trees over by the west lawn... get them cut down. By tomorrow.
Professor?
Shh!
I've done all I can with this week's egg records. I need you...
Josh, don't interrupt.
But, Professor...
almost done. Ah! There she is. Josh, look.
I don't think I ought to leave this bookkeeping. Dr. Washington asked...
Josh, I've done it.
Done what, Professor? What have you gone and brewed up now?
Look on the stove.
Cooey, it smells awful.
Oh, sure it does.
What is it?
Rotten sweet potato.
Yeah.
Josh, that rotten sweet potato is now paste.
Paste.
I knew I could do it. Minute I found out, sweet potatoes were 30 parts sugar, starch, and cellulose fat. Josh, this means that...
paste from sweet potatoes. Well, last week it was bread flour, wasn't it?
All the black man needs is right in the earth. That's what God says to me, Josh. Paste or bread flour from sweet potatoes or peanuts or cotton or chickens?
Chickens.
Chickens, oh. We better get at those records.
That's what I was asking you to help me with. He wants them by 2.
Oh, well, let's see. How do you need help, Josh?
It's easy. Just give me yesterday's figures.
Yesterday's figures?
And Monday's. Then I can set them in there.
Well, didn't I write them in?
No, Professor.
Oh, they must be there. Isn't there a little scrap of paper?
I looked.
Oh, it isn't there?
Just figures for 2 days, Professor. That'll be easy. After all the experiments you carry around in your head, how many eggs were laid?
Ought to be easy, huh? Well, it isn't.
I can't leave it blank. Dr. Washington...
Oh, let Dr. Washington. I just can't remember, Josh. Just can't remember.
Hey, Professor, come quick!
Josh, how many times do I have to tell you? Don't interrupt me in the middle of an experiment.
The hen coop, come quick.
Well, what's wrong?
Please.
So when I went over to them, they kind of curled up and poked their heads down and...
Oh, that's bad.
I knew something was wrong, so I ran and hollered for you.
No, more trouble than they're worth, these cacklebirds.
This the one right here, and that one.
Well, let's take a look at you, fella. Josh, this is a dead hen.
Oh, no.
Where's the other? Dead, too.
Well, how? Why?
We'll have to find out back in the lab. In the meantime...
The eggs!
Exactly. Dead hens can't lay. I just don't know what...
Professor Carver! Professor Carver!
Right here, son.
Dr. Washington, he sent me to tell you. You weren't in your lab, so I
what does the doctor want, son?
He told me to tell you he wants two jobs done. Hall pens whitewashed, and he wants a new drain ditch dug over to the south lawn.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you.
He said it's a rush job, sir.
Rush?
This afternoon, Professor.
And for the next 5 years, the story was pretty much the same. Right, Professor?
You're right. Some pretty wonderful experimentation in God's little workshop. Sweet potatoes, peanuts, cow peas, and cotton.
You taught, too?
Yes, and did 101 other chores assigned me by Dr. Washington.
And egg production?
Down. For 5 years, steadily down.
Yes, come right in, Carver.
Afternoon, Dr. Washington.
Sit right down, Carver. Want you to meet Dan Bridgeforth. This is George Washington Carver.
Well, how do, G.W.?
Are you visiting our campus, Bridgeforth?
Well, no, not exactly. You tell him, Booker T.
Just added Dan Bridgeforth to the staff, Carver.
Congratulations, Bridgeforth. You love Tuskegee. What's your field?
Well, you see, sir, it's this way.
Dan's field is agriculture. Yeah.
I see.
Now, you just leave out the long words, Booker T. You just say that I'm a farmer.
Well, I'm delighted. Guess you know that's my field, too.
Well, Booker T was just telling me.
Then we'll work together, I imagine.
Well, I imagine so.
Say, maybe you're the man who can solve a tricky problem I ran into with a velvet bean.
Carver, Dan is not a theorist.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I just can't sit still long enough. I got to have me some action.
Carver, Dan is going to be in your department.
I see.
I hired him as your assistant.
My assistant? I didn't know. I mean, why, this is great. I'm delighted.
Naturally, when a new man comes, there has to be a reshaping of the department.
I'm sure that wouldn't hurt us. Anything you...
Now, Dan here has the reputation of being a real dirt farmer.
Hey, well, you might say, G.W., I'd like to see the results.
He's a go-getter with a top-rate record for producing.
That's great. Right now, I'm experimenting...
Dan wouldn't be interested in experimenting. I'm putting him in charge of raising crops.
This is quite a change.
You're still in charge of the department, Carver. Of course you are. You see, Dan's strong point is practical farming.
Results.
We're glad to have you here, Bridgeforth. I know I'll enjoy working with you.
Of course you will, Carver. Have no doubt about that. Well, I guess that winds up our conference for the day. Imagine you have things to get back to in the lab, Carver.
Yes. Oh, yes, of course. I'll be getting back. Come along, Bridgeforth.
Well, I just thought
I'd like to show you around. There's a lot to see.
Don't wait for him, Carver.
Oh, no. Better not wait.
You see, I want to go over something with Dan. The egg production. I want to see if maybe a new man can find a reason for our constant losses.
And so we conclude Chapter 17 of God's Ebony Scientist, the story of George Washington Carver. Stories of Great Christians is produced by the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.